This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Some big retailers are limiting how much emergency contraception consumers can buy after a sharp increase in sales following the Supreme Court decision on abortion last week. Now, to be clear, emergency contraception isn't used for abortions. It's to prevent pregnancy if taken within 72 hours of having sex, which makes fast access to the drug crucial, Marketplace's Lily Jamali reports.
Walmart and Amazon are among the companies now limiting online purchases of emergency contraception like Plan B. And pharmacy chain Rite Aid is allowing just 3 units per customer as demand surges. Rita McGrath at Columbia Business School says it's not clear how long that surge will last.
What the retailers are going to do is sort of see whether this is likely to be a sustained level of demand or whether it's just a panic reaction to the Roe v. Wade announcement.
Experts say the loss of abortion access and possible future restrictions on contraceptives are among the reasons people are stockpiling. Boosting supply is complicated. Mariana Sokal of Johns Hopkins says retailers depend primarily on just 3 wholesalers who can redistribute the inventory they have.
But they cannot, you know, create drugs. Only the manufacturers can ramp up production and in the medium to the long run, increase supply to the country.
She says it's not clear if the current surge in demand will justify making more. In the meantime, consumer stockpiling could pose a problem, says Dr. Jennifer Russo, senior medical advisor to Planned Parenthood of the Pacific Southwest.
I understand the impulse, definitely, but I'm concerned about availability to people who have an episode of unprotected sex and need it more acutely. So it limits access to those who might need it in the moment.
Including people who can't afford to buy multiple packages of an emergency contraceptive in advance. I'm Lily Jamali for Marketplace.